14. Mind mapping for business and work performance. Mind maps are a common business tool used in business. That is because if a business wants to move with the times and push for innovation, they are a great planning tool that promotes creative and forward thinking. Mind mapping is commonly used for brainstorming meetings, to plan projects, and to forecast a strategy for growth, to name a few. We've also explored some of these in previous chapters, but they can be used for so much more. In this chapter, we are going to explore how we can use them for effective business practice. Estimating project timelines. Mind maps are a great way to plan your estimated project timelines. Now we already know how to create a robust visual map, but in order to tailor this to meet your needs, we must consider the format. When it comes to estimating project timelines, it means that the first stages of your projects are already planned out, and you will know the steps you need to follow. This means that you can quite confidently use the name of the project in the center, as this is your central idea. Following on from that, your first subcategories will be the steps you need to follow to complete your project. They will usually be objectives. You then need to smaller branches to break down your objectives into smaller tasks. Now the initial stage of your mind map is complete, so now you can work to tidy this up, and you should consider the following. Look at your subcategories that stem from your central idea and consider them carefully. Number them in a logical order. For instance, number 1 might be the objective that should be completed first. Project management. Integration. Scope. Time. Quality. Human resources. Communications. Procurement. Stakeholder. Look at the smaller tasks that break down each of your objectives and attach a timescale to each of these. Remember that when you plan a timescale, you need to be generous and realistic. If they are too tight, then you have less chance of achieving them, and this can affect motivation. You can then customize the plan to meet your needs. Add up the timescales so that you know the whole time it will take to complete each of your objectives or steps. Once all your times are planned and you know the date your project is starting, you can start to plan actual dates of completion for each objective. Once you've planned to this level, you'll be able to forecast an end date for the whole project. Preparing for negotiations. Negotiation is an important tool in business. It's a great way to settle differences, but there are many stages to negotiation. First, you should prepare, and then you need to discuss with the relevant parties. It's then a good idea to set goals before you negotiate your outcome. Of course, you should come to an agreement before you implement the actionable steps you must take. Diagrams are great for the initial planning stage. If you have a goal or something you want to achieve in business that involves other companies or colleagues, you may need to negotiate. Whenever change is a possibility, it's important to demonstrate strong negotiation skills. Again, mind mapping for negotiations is the same concept as regular mind mapping, but we have to organize it differently. When you're negotiating, you need to be able to anticipate and address both sides of an argument and problem solve anything that stands in your way of achieving your goal. Start with your central idea in the center of your diagram, and then your subcategories should focus on the different people, groups, or companies that you will need to negotiate with. If it's a group of people, you should consider key roles or relationships within the group, so you know who the biggest influence is when decision-making. Once you know who you're negotiating with, you can start to branch off further and think about what it is that you're negotiating. What might you need to negotiate with the people in your subcategories? What might they have a problem with? When you know the who and what, you can think about the why and how. If you know why they might have a problem or how to solve it, it becomes likely that you will be able to anticipate a solution. For instance, If there is a cost increase to a product or a service, in the first instance, you would explain your reasons for the increase. You can then think about why they would have a problem with a price increase. For every reason why, you should think of an answer. Negotiating requires an element of problem solving, so once your visual map is complete, you can start to examine it. How can you flip this? Nobody likes a price increase, but maybe you could offer long-term customers a slight discount. Set yourself boundaries if you are considering this. Or maybe you can explain exactly what they are paying for and reiterate why the increase is necessary in the first place. Once you've prepared for this negotiation, you can use the mind map to guide you through your discussion phase. Think about what you want to achieve from this negotiation. You can also set personal or business goals using visual maps to enhance this process, as we discussed in Chapter 8. How to create successful presentations. As we've discussed several times throughout this book, a mind map is a great visual tool to display a vision or idea, as well as being a great planning tool. There are two functions to a visual map when creating a successful presentation. First, you could use a mind map to actually plan your presentation. Put the title of your presentation or presentation topic idea in the center. Then build on the different slides. How many slides will you have? They will be your subcategories. Then use keywords to indicate the content of each slide. You can then build a well-planned presentation from this. If you are presenting to a group of people, you can make things clear and visually appealing with imagery. You could create a mind map that highlights business growth, to show a new product, or even to display different income streams for the business and how they are performing. Often, visual representations make things clearer for the audience as it allows them to absorb, process, and understand key points of information easily. If you choose to include a mind map within your presentation, then you need to make it as appealing as possible if you want to ensure success. In Chapter 4, we looked at organizing your mind map and using colors to highlight the different areas, and this is important if you are presenting your map to others. It would be advised to make a rough draft copy first, before you create the diagram within your presentation. You can include this as a picture, or there are tools and symbols available to create the mind map within the presentation software. Remember, you can use images as part of your mind map too. So just ensure that it's as clear and as visually appealing as possible for maximum impact. How to create a successful presentation. Presentation skills. Background preparation. Venue. Purpose. Audience. Time. Preparing the content. Promoting interest. Detailed content. Objectives. Planning the delivery. Structure. Visual aids. Rehearsal. Delivery style. Show enthusiasm. Match what's expected. Avoid jargon. Mind mapping for effective management. There's no reason why we can't use a mind map for effective management. They have endless benefits, which include helping to plan, organize, and set goals. In the previous chapter, we looked at how we can use them for leadership, so you can also refer to Chapter 13 too if you want to know how you can become an effective leader. Mind mapping can be a great way to grow your ideas or plan things in the future. You may use it to brainstorm information, Chapter 5, amongst your team, or you can use them to assign roles and tasks. If the team has a set of tasks it must complete or to assign various roles, the manager can allocate the different tasks or roles to each member of the team. You can use visual aids to organize your staff members too, and if you are assigning more than one role or task, you can use your mind map to prioritize your tasks and put them in a logical order. You can also use them with your team as a group exercise. This will give you the ability to problem solve. Chapter 16. Grow your business ideas and make business decisions too.
Chapter 9. Setting goals and targets is also important in business. Now, we've discussed goal setting several times, and in detail in Chapter 8. Remember that mind mapping techniques can be applied to many different situations. Mind mapping for better sales and marketing. A business needs a robust sales and marketing strategy if it wants to succeed, and visual maps are great for this. In order to create a mind map for sales and marketing, you need to think about if you are wanting to market the business as a whole, or if you have a product or service in mind. If you are wanting to market the business in general, your central idea is the actual marketing of your business. You can then branch off into subcategories. You should consider the unique selling points of the business, the customer. Think about what your customer wants, the benefits of your business or product, and you should discuss how you can solve your customer's problems. After that, you could use to reach that ideal customer of yours, and you should also list your different products and services, as well as sales targets for each of these. You can then make a more in-depth strategy, considering how you can serve your customer and why they would choose you. You should also think about how many of each product and service you would have to sell in order to achieve your sales target. If you want to create a focused sales and marketing strategy based on a particular product or service, then you can go more in depth with this. In this instance, your product or service should be your central idea. You can then create goals for this product or service. Indicate your ideal customer for this product or service, and develop financial strategies for this. You should also consider where your customer is and how you can reach them. You need to know this in order to work out your best method of advertising. Once you list your methods of advertising, list them in order of importance, and you can even attach a cost, as this enables you to work out overall expenditure. This will be great for budgeting purposes. Remember that sales and marketing strategies need to concentrate on your customer and should sell the benefits of your company, product, or service. You should do your research and listen to your customer. A single method of marketing is likely not to be effective, so ensure you use many different marketing strategies. And if you're posting or advertising online, you need to be regular and consistent. Client financial planning, cash management, admin, estate, family education, investments, philanthropic, real estate, reviews, risk management, special projects, tax planning, historical, mind mapping for a meeting. Mind mapping is great if you're planning or hosting a meeting. To start with, you can use mind mapping techniques for your note-taking at a meeting. Chapters 7 and 10 are useful in relation to note-taking. Earlier in this chapter, we talked about visual mapping techniques when presenting, and there are times when we might have to present information at a meeting. The different chapters we've already explored in this book are great if you want to create mind maps for a meeting. Mind maps can also be used when you're planning a meeting too, and they can help you to host a well-organized meeting. If you want to use mind mapping for the planning stages, you should think about your end goal, the items, subjects you want to discuss, your attendees, any equipment you need, and the basic meeting information. From this, you should be able to create a to-do list for arranging the meeting and your agenda. Mind mapping for a meeting. Meeting plan. Agenda. Welcome. XYZ company. Breakfast meeting. Items. Business. Items. Action. Breaks. 10 a.m. Supplies. Food. Fruit. Danish. Pastries. Equipment. AV. Laptop. Speakers. Drink. Tea. Iced water, coffee, material, mind map, noting, objectives, project plan, begin, proposal, define, ideas, generate, creative brief, explore, location, head office, when, date, 2nd of December, time, 8:30 a.m., duration, 3 hours, who, organize, venue, supplies, follow-up, attendees, CEO, Gwen, Rhodey, Saheed. Contact, Company ABC, Company XYZ. Mind mapping for interviews. If you conduct interviews at work, mind mapping can be a great tool to form your interview questions. Before you begin, you may need to do a little research into the role you are interviewing. For example, you might need to know what experience the applicants will need. What qualifications do they need? What are key roles and responsibilities of this role? Write out the name of the job role that you are interviewing for in the center, as this is the central idea. Visualize the job role and use your branches to brainstorm interview questions that you need to ask. When you've done this, analyze your questions against the job description, the role specification, and the key roles and responsibilities of that job. Link your questions to elements of these documents by using key words that link the questions and requirements of the role. Is there anything you haven't covered in your questioning? You can add notes or extra questions at this point. You can now form your interview questions, and you will know how to assess the person you are interviewing easily.